Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Sheikh Hasina in New Delhi. A number of agreements signed to enhance mutual cooperation. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chairs pre-budget consultations with finance ministers of states and union territories. 53rd meeting of GST Council to be held in New Delhi this afternoon. India Meteorological Department predicts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during next 4 days. Heat wave condition likely over western UP. In archery, India's Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Parneet Kaur and Aditi Swami clinched gold in compound team event at the Antalya Archery World Cup 2024 in Turkey. And in cricket, India to lock horns with Bangladesh in their second Super 8 clash in T20 Men's World Cup this evening. And now the news in detail. India and Bangladesh today exchanged agreements and renewed multiple Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, in different fields. These agreements include in the areas of digital and green partnerships, maritime cooperation, blue economy, health and medicine, space collaboration, railway connectivity, oceanography, disaster management and fisheries. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his visiting Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. In a press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, Bangladesh is situated at the confluence of India's Neighbourhood First Policy, Act East Policy, Vision Sagar and Indo-Pacific Vision.
आज की मुलाकात विशेष है क्योंकि हमारी सरकार के तीसरे कार्यकाल में प्रधानमंत्री शेख हसीना जी हमारी पहली स्टेट गेस्ट है। बांग्लादेश हमारी नेबरहुड फर्स्ट पॉलिसी एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी विजन सागर और इंडो पैसिफिक विजन के संगम पर स्थित है। पिछले एक ही वर्ष में हमने साथ मिलकर लोक कल्याण के अनेक महत्वपूर्ण प्रोजेक्ट्स को पूरा किया है।
He added that the world's longest river cruise on the River Ganga between India and Bangladesh has been successfully completed, besides the first cross-border friendship pipeline. The Prime Minister said India will start e-medical visa facility for the people of Bangladesh for medical treatment. He added that a decision has also been taken to open a new assistant high commission in Rangpur. Mr. Modi highlighted that both the countries have kept connectivity, commerce and collaboration in focus, and they will now focus on digital and energy connectivity even more, which will speed up the economies of both the countries. Prime Minister Modi mentioned that both sides are ready to initiate talks on Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, to take their economic ties to new heights. He also said they have decided to initiate technical level talks on the renewal of the 1996 Ganga Water Treaty. Mr. Modi said for the conservation and management of Teesta River in Bangladesh, a technical team will visit Bangladesh soon.
54 साझा नदियां भारत और बांग्लादेश को जोड़ती हैं। फ्लड मैनेजमेंट, अर्ली वार्निंग, ड्रिंकिंग वाटर प्रोजेक्ट्स पर हम सहयोग करते आए हैं। हमने 1996 के गंगा रिवर ट्रीटी के रिन्यूअल के लिए टेक्निकल स्तर पर बातचीत शुरू करने का निर्णय लिया है। बांग्लादेश में तीस्ता नदी के संरक्षण एवं प्रबंधन पर बातचीत के लिए शीघ्र ही एक टेक्निकल टीम बांग्लादेश का दौरा करेगी।
In her press statement, Bangladesh Prime Minister described India as a trusted friend and a regional partner. She also invited Prime Minister Modi to visit Bangladesh to further strengthen the friendly relations between the two countries. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today held the pre-budget meeting with finance ministers of all the states and union territories in New Delhi ahead of the forthcoming general budget. The meeting was attended by chief ministers of Goa, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland and Sikkim and deputy chief ministers of Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan and Telangana, as well as state finance ministers and other ministers. Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary Secretary T.V. Somanathan, Secretary Department of Economic Affairs and senior officers also attended the meeting. Yesterday, Ms. Sitaraman had a pre-budget consultation with representatives from farmers' associations and agriculture economists. Earlier, she had held similar meetings with leading experts of the financial and capital market sector, industry leaders and associations, as well as with leading economists. The 53rd GST Council meeting will be held in New Delhi in a short while from now. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitaraman will chair the council meeting, which is taking place for the first time after the formation of a new government at the centre. The last GST Council meeting was held in October last year, in which it had recommended amendments in conditions of appointment of the President and member of the proposed GST appellate tribunals regarding eligibility and age. The council had also recommended a nil rate for food preparation of millet flour in powder form, besides reducing GST on molasses to provide relief to cane farmers for faster clearance of dues and reduce cost of manufacturing cattle feed. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide, providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back to the Midday News on Akashvani. In Odisha, the Devasna Purnima or Snan Yatra rituals of Lord Jagannath and his siblings at Puri Sri Mandir commenced today. Early this morning, the data surveyors escorted out Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra, Sudarshan and Madan Mohan from Ratna Sihasan in the Sanctum Sanctorum of the main temple in a Pahari procession amidst chanting of Jai Jagannath. They were taken to the bathing altar, Snan Vedi, located on the outer temple complex. Priests consecrated the water brought from the sacred well, also called the golden well, located inside the temple complex before the ritual. A total of 108 pitchers of aromatic and herbal water were used in Lord's bathing. While the servitors poured 35 pots of water on Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and shower with 33 pots of water, Devi Subhadra with 22 pots of water and Lord Sudarshan took bath with 18 pots of water. In Assam, the famous Ambubachi Mela began today at the Kamakhya Temple. This will conclude on the 26th of this month. Lakhs of devotees have gathered for the Ambubachi Mela. The event celebrates the annual menstruation of the goddess Kamakhya, symbolizing fertility and womanhood. During the festival, the gates of Kamakhya Temple will remain closed. The temple gates will reopen at 9:08 p.m. on the 25th of this month. Assam Tourism Minister Jayanta Mallabharu said that elaborate arrangements have been made for the devotees.
इस बार हम लोगों ने कामाख्या पुरी से जो मेन रोड है वो रात 8 बजे से बंद कर देंगे 8 बजे तक ही लोग नीचे से ऊपर आ सकेंगे 8 बजे का बाद कोई लोग कामाख्या पुरी का तरफ से नहीं आ सकेंगे और पांडू तरफ से अल्टरनेटिव रास्ता है उस रास्ते से 9 बजे तक आ सकेंगे तीर्थयात्री के लिए हम लोगों ने दो कैंप बनाया है एक कामाख्या स्टेशन में और एक पांडू कोर्ट में ये कैंप में 20 से 25,000 लोगों का रहने का व्यवस्था है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate Fast Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Program FTITTP at Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi today. It is an initiative by the government designed for Indian nationals and overseas citizen of India card holders. To avail this facility, eligible individuals will need to apply online and submit their biometrics along with other required information. Registration under FTI will be completed after necessary verification. verifications and confirmation of eligibility. After paying their processing charges, their application will be accepted. The FTI TTP aims to revolutionize passengers' travel experience, making it faster, easier and more secure. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during the next 4 days. The IMD has issued an orange alert in 6 districts of Kerala today, indicating the possibility of a very high rainfall. Tomorrow, a red alert indicating extremely heavy rainfall has been issued for the districts of Kozhikode, Vayanad and Kannur. The IMD added that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning will be present over Gujarat, Maharashtra, Lakshadweep, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry during the next 4 days. In northeastern India, heavy to very heavy rainfall will be present over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today and over West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 5 days. The weather agency also added that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds will prevail over Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 4 days. The IMD added that heatwave conditions are likely over parts of West Uttar Pradesh until the 24th of this month. Talking to Akashwani, Soma Sen, a senior scientist at the IMD, said that while Delhi and adjoining areas have received a reprieve from the heatwave in the last 2 days, the temperature will gradually start rising once again after 2 days. The weather agency has issued a yellow alert for the same. In Tamil Nadu, the death toll in the Kallakurichi Hooch tragedy has risen to 54. The state government has advised the district administrations to take immediate action against those involved in brewing illicit arak and liquor. Today, the AIADMK members walked out of the state assembly demanding immediate discussion. The speaker, Appavu, alleged that the opposition is trying to gain political mileage from the issue. State BJP held protests against the government in various places in Tamil Nadu. The centre has enacted a stringent law that aims to curb malpractices and irregularities in competitive examinations. The law entails provisions for a maximum jail term of 10 years and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees for offenders. In a notification published in the Official Gazette, Ministry of Personnel said that provisions of the law came into force yesterday. The Embassy of India in Muscat, in collaboration with the Indian School Muscat, organized a grand celebration for the 10th International Day of Yoga today. The event drew an impressive crowd of 2,000 participants from diverse backgrounds, including Indian nationals, resident ambassadors, diplomatic corps members, Omani citizens and students from the Indian schools. The event marked the culmination of a 2-month initiative called Marhaban Yoga, Health, Harmony and Healing, launched by the Embassy in April 2024. On to sports. In archery, India's Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Parneet Kaur and Aditi Swami have clinched gold in the compound team event at the Antalya Archery World Cup 2024 in Turkey. The women's trio defeated Estonia 232-229 in the summit clash this afternoon. With this victory, the Indian team completed a clean sweep this season, bagging all 3 World Cup stage gold medals in the compound team event. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in a Super 8 clash this evening at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound in Antigua. We have a report.
India, the inaugural champions, are all set to face Bangladesh in their second Super 8 clash this evening. In their first Super 8 clash, India defeated Afghanistan by 47 runs at the Kensington Oval in Barbados. Bangladesh, on the other hand, suffered a defeat against Australians yesterday. Today's match holds immense importance as India strives to secure a spot in the final four before their crucial encounter with Australia on Monday, while another loss would mark the end of Bangladesh's journey in the tournament. Akashwani will broadcast the live commentary of the match with Vishnu P.S., Sunil Verma, Sports Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hold talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Sheikh Hasina in New Delhi, a number of agreements signed to enhance mutual cooperation. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chairs pre-budget consultations with finance ministers of states and union territories. 53rd meeting of GST Council to be held in New Delhi this afternoon. IMD predicts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during next 4 days. And in archery, India's Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Parneet Kaur and Aditi Swami clinched gold in compound team event at Antalya in Turkey.